on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, it's emerged a number of people working in a university hospital who've been swabbed for COVID-19 are being asked to continue working. Management at the hospital confirmed earlier they are experiencing an outbreak of COVID-19 at the facility. A recount is to take place in Georgia, one of the key battleground states in the US presidential election. Joe Biden is leading there, but his advantage over Donald Trump is less than 2,000 votes. Leo Varadkar faces a no-confidence motion in the Dáil next week. And the Taoiseach says there is a responsibility on all sides to reach a Brexit trade deal to prevent a second seismic shock to the economy. And later in the bulletin, we'll have sports news with Oisín. That's coming up at around 5:15. And after that, an Nuacht le Chulam Ferreter. We begin, though, with that story that in Letterkenny University Hospital, it's emerged a number of people working there have been asked to continue working after receiving swabs for COVID-19. Others who believe they're close contacts say they haven't been tested at all. Councillor Jerry McMonagall, a member of the HSC's Regional Health Forum, says he's been contacted by a number of staff members who work in all areas of the hospital, calling for quicker turnaround and test results for health workers. He said many of them are very worried.
The workers who contacted me are all workers who have contact with patients. They're through the hospital, they're in and out of wards, they're working with patients, they're concerned at this. And not only that, but they're concerned too that that they might pass it on to someone in the hospital, but also that they may pass it, get COVID and pass it on to people at home who are unaware because they're still going to work. And I think the HSE is putting too much pressure on those workers, and we need to think about it. And maybe a way around it is to increase the turnaround time for healthcare workers so that they're not off work any length of time awaiting a test result. But as we know, people sometimes don't show the symptoms of COVID. And then what we would have is healthcare workers going through the hospital on their daily routine, in danger of passing it on to vulnerable patients in the hospital and other healthcare workers.
Have you heard of any scenario in recent days in which a person who was awaiting the test and was asked to continue working actually did turn out to be positive?
I haven't had that yet. There was an explosion of phone calls there a couple or three nights ago from concerned workers who are awaiting their test, and I'm sure they've had their test back now. But it's just that concern that they have about that they may have contracted the virus and then may pass it on to someone else, and they're concerned for that because they work in the field that they work in. Not as yet, don't know.
That was Councillor Jerry McMonagall. Well, management at Letterkenny University Hospital confirmed earlier they are experiencing an outbreak of COVID-19 at the facility. In accordance with the Health Protection Surveillance Centre guidelines, an outbreak control team has been convened. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
COVID-19 testing and contact tracing of both staff and patients has been carried out to ensure the protection of public health. Any staff identified as close contacts of COVID-19 cases are asked to isolate. Patients are being supported individually by the staff to understand the situation. Plans have been developed to support continuity of services. The hospital cannot comment on individual cases to protect the privacy and confidentiality of those affected. Since the outset of the pandemic, the hospital has put measures in place to make the hospital and clinics safe for patients and staff. This includes separate entrances and waiting areas to manage patients attending the hospital for non-COVID-19 appointments, while also managing patients with suspected or confirmed COVID-19. The hospital says the protection of public health is of the utmost importance, and every effort is taken to reduce the risk of the spread of COVID-19.
Well, in the past half hour, Letterkenny University Hospital and Celta have issued a statement saying that people are again being asked not to attend the hospital's emergency department unless absolutely necessary. Celta say the hospital continues to be extremely busy today, and that's resulted in ongoing pressure on bed availability, with long waiting times for patients to be admitted from the emergency department to an acute bed in the hospital. They say while the hospital is committed to treating everyone who presents at the emergency department, it does so strictly in order of medical priority, and that can mean very long waiting times. Once again, people are being urged to contact their GP or GP out of hours service in the first instance. You can read that statement in full on our website, highlandradio.com. Moving to the US, and a recount is to take place in Georgia, one of the key battleground states in the US presidential election. Joe Biden is leading there, but his advantage over incumbent Donald Trump is less than 2,000 votes. Meanwhile, the former vice president has widened his lead in Pennsylvania. A win there would clinch victory. Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, has confirmed a recount will take place.
When you have a narrow margin, little small things can make a difference. So everything's going to have to be investigated to protect the integrity of the vote. Our office intends to do that. And like I said, if you get a wide margin, it doesn't matter as much. Narrow margin, it does. We are literally looking at a margin of less than, you know, a large high school.
Well, Joe Biden's lead in a number of swing states is continuing, but Donald Trump insists that his campaign's race is not over. The former vice president now leads Donald Trump by 6,000 votes in Pennsylvania. A win there would secure the White House. Biden's lead has shrunk in Arizona, but Nancy Pelosi, the top Democrat in the House, is confident he has done enough. The Trump campaign, meanwhile, continues to claim there's been widespread voter fraud, but as of yet, no evidence has been provided. Leo Varadkar will face a no-confidence motion in the Dáil next week. Sinn Féin has called for the vote, saying they do not believe the Taoiseach has given a credible account of why he shared a confidential doctor's contract with a friend. A spokesperson for Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says he's addressed all issues in the Dáil, and this is mudslinging. However, Sinn Féin TD Louise O'Reilly says they're not satisfied with the responses.
I don't think he did, actually. I think his attempt to answer begged an awful lot more questions, actually. And I think his characterisation of what he was doing as part of some government strategy fell apart on the floor of the Dáil under questioning from Piers Doherty and others. It clearly wasn't part of the strategy. And I do think that you have to take seriously the leaking of confidential documents.
Well, Leo Varadkar, as we say, facing a motion of no confidence in the Dáil next week. Taoiseach Micheál Martin also coming under pressure from within his own party as he continues to back Leo Varadkar as Taoiseach. A Fianna Fáil backbench TD has again reiterated his criticism of his party leader's approach. Sligo Leitrim and South Donegal Deputy Mark McSharry says Micheál Martin's attitude is damaging Fianna Fáil.
What the disgrace is the double standards that we're presiding over this week. So in that context, I think we can't have standards being applied in different ways depending on the protagonists involved. And I just think there is a major credibility issue around that.
Well, the Taoiseach says there is a responsibility on all sides to reach a Brexit trade deal to prevent a second seismic shock to the economy. Speaking following a meeting of the British-Irish Council, Micheál Martin said following the effects of COVID-19, leaders need to ensure the relationships between the countries will be maintained. The transition period ends at the end of this year, with fears that time may be running out for a deal between the EU and the UK on trade. Micheál Martin says if there is a no-deal scenario, there will be no winners.
All of us have a collective responsibility to the people that we represent to facilitate the emergence of an agreement so as to avoid a second seismic shock to the economy over and above what COVID has already impacted. So I think we must avoid a no deal in the sense, knowing what that would mean for our respective economies, because there simply would be no winners.
Two males have been arrested in connection with a car theft and fire in Muff in the early hours of this morning. Gardaí in Buncrana are investigating the incident of criminal damage by fire. It's believed the car had been stolen earlier in Derry. Anyone who was in the area of Muff between 6:15 and 7:30 this morning and saw anything suspicious is being asked to contact Gardaí in Buncrana. 595 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in Northern Ireland in the past 24 hours. There have now been nearly 42,000 cases in the region, with 4,160 in the past week. A further 8 deaths have been reported, bringing the total death toll in Northern Ireland to 760. Meanwhile, it's been claimed that 24,900 people in Northern Ireland had COVID-19 last week. A study from the Department of Health estimates one in every 75 people have had the virus. That's considerably more than the official figures. The current study, which is based on statistical modelling and swab results, suggests the disease is more widespread than the official figures would suggest. NHSCheck has confirmed it will resume services in Letterkenny on Wednesday. The unit outside the Public Services Centre on Neil Tiblady Road will operate 5 days a week as opposed to the previous 3 days in order to maximise capacity. New figures have revealed that 5,110 women in Donegal are currently awaiting screening, with the HSE hopeful the backlog can be cleared in under 9 months. Nationally, there was a 60% decrease in the number of people screened for cancer in the first 6 months of the year compared to 2019. As a result, a major backlog exists nationally, with the HSE admitting it could result in some delayed diagnoses. Rachel Morrow of the Irish Cancer Society says if anyone notices any symptoms, they should act quickly.
When it comes to cancer, early detection is key to long-term survival. And that's why it's so important that people contact their GP immediately if they notice any potential cancer symptoms, like a lump, bleeding, weight loss or fatigue. We would ask them to please reach out to their GP, make the call.
There's been a broad welcome to news that a feasibility study is to be carried out into half-hourly train services between Derry and Belfast. It's thought such a move would bring greater investment into the northwest, create new jobs and address what's been described as decades of regional inequality. Derry Chamber's Chief Executive Paul Clancy says this, in tandem with other improvements, would go a long way toward unlocking the region's full potential.
The department is to carry out a feasibility study into half-hourly train service between Derry and Belfast. You know, improving the connectivity and travel links for our region, you know, being secure, reliable and speedy connections in and out of the northwest is crucial to the prosperity and success of the region. And with that, it'll bring investment and jobs. And in tandem with the improvements to the A5 and the A6 roads and the proper backing of the City of Derry Airport, this will go a long, long way to unlocking the full potential of the northwest.
Donegal County Council is being urged to engage with Quilche with a view toward making forestry more user-friendly. Since March, many of the forests in the Letterkenny and Milford district have grown in popularity, but it's thought more could be done in terms of improving pathways and facilities. The Cathaoirleach of Letterkenny Municipal District, Councillor Donald Coyle, believes there's a real opportunity to make local amenities better for everyone.
We have so many of them. If you start up at Montgomery, you have Listillion, you have Corravaddy, Kirkstown, Knocky Brin, Drummonahan, Ballyar, so many of them within a very short distance of the town of Letterkenny. And I think the benefits of walking forests, you know, there are many benefits to that.
And we have seen such success with, as you mentioned there, you touched on Corravaddy and Glencoe. There's a lot of lovely walks in and around the town as it is in terms of forestry, but a lot of people are using them, of course, because of the current Level 5 restrictions, and the more forestry that people have to walk in, the better from your point of view.
Yeah, I think it's very important. Like, you know, first of all, like, the, you know, the access to those forests that I mentioned, you know, the paths need to be developed so that they can be used by everybody, including young parents with buggies, even, you know, that part of them could be wheelchair accessible. That there should be more signage, sit-down areas, picnic areas. And I think if we were able to work with culture and open up these forests.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where the Christmas Club is now open. Click and collect or shop online 24/7 at michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past 5 o'clock, we say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with horse racing, and Dylan Brown McMonagall picked up a 27-1 double today at the Curragh, bringing his win total to 32 for the season. The Letterkenny apprentice jockey won the 230 on 5-1 shot Dundory for Meath trainer AJ Martin. A second win followed just 35 minutes later when he teamed up with Joseph O'Brien to win on board Lily Delilah at 7-2, finishing just ahead of the Oisin Orr ridden 15-8 favourite as Seal the Freak. McMonagall will also ride in Dundalk this evening and in the final meet of the flat season at Naas tomorrow Saturday. Cross-channel soccer, Southampton can go top of the Premier League tonight with a win over Newcastle United. Kick-off at St Mary's is at 8 o'clock. That match is preceded by the meeting of Brighton and Burnley at the Amex Stadium from 5:30. Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp admits he's got tough decisions to make ahead of Sunday's Premier League clash with Manchester City. Dago Jota scored in each of the last four games, including a hat-trick in Tuesday's Champions League clash with Atalanta. With Mo Salah, Roberto Firmino and Sadio Mane also available, Klopp says it's a nice problem to have.
It's very good for us that Diogo could settle that quick. So not scoring the number of goals he scored so far wouldn't have made him a worse player. It would have been completely normal if he would have missed chances instead of scoring. And yes, we have more than three offensive players and they're all good.
Up in Scotland, Rangers manager Steven Gerrard has won the SPFL Manager of the Month award for October. Defender Conor Goldson picked up the Player of the Month prize after a successful period for the Ibrox club, who find themselves 9 points clear at the top of the Scottish Premiership. Senior internationals Leo Connor, Jason Knight, Michael Obafemi and Troy Parrott have been named in the Republic of Ireland under 21 squad for the upcoming European Championship qualifiers. Southampton's Will Smallbone will miss the games against Iceland and Luxembourg through injury. Jim Crawford's side are currently second in Group A behind Italy on goal difference. Galway United and Longford Town continue their bid to be promoted to the League of Ireland's Premier Division tonight. They clash at the UCD Bowl in the First Division playoff decider. The winners will advance to a playoff against the team that finishes second bottom in the Premier. That position is, of course, currently held by Finn Harps. Well, Derry City return to action after an absence due to COVID-19 as they start their final two games of the Premier Division campaign away from home. Tomorrow afternoon, they're in Dublin to take on the champion Shamrock Rovers. That one kicks off at the Talla Stadium at 3 o'clock. The final run of games, of course, will be held on Monday evening. In Gaelic Games, Mayo and Roscommon have both named teams for Sunday's Connacht football semi-final. Chris Barrett and Jamie O'Connor are both named in the Mayo 15. Roscommon captain Enda Smith will make his 30th championship appearance on Sunday. And Kildare manager Jack O'Connor has handed a first championship start to five players for the Leinster quarter-final against Offaly. Shea Ryan, Dara Malone, Con Kavanagh, Aaron Masterson and Dara Kerwin have all been named in the team for the game in Portlaoise. Louth are searching for a new senior football manager. The Wee County have opted against offering Wayne Cairns a third year in charge. They were relegated to Division 4 of the league this season and were knocked out of the championship by Longford last weekend. Conor McKenna has left the door open for a return to the AFL. He did, of course, return to play for Tyrone this season after 6 years in Australia with Essendon. McKenna says his focus is now on inter-county football next year, but he's not ruling out the possibility of playing Aussie rules again in the future. Well, among the championship action this coming weekend for North West Counties, both Derry and Tyrone have huge hurling ties to come tomorrow. Derry are up against Offaly in the Christy Ring competition, while in the Nicky Rackard, Tyrone are making the short trip to Clontibret to take on Monaghan. Michael McMullen of the County Derry Post is looking forward to see how the Derry hurlers can match up against the favourites Offaly in the Christy Ring.
Last weekend, the footballers were, for all their shortfall at different times of the game, when it would come down the stretch, they were in it. And then this weekend, you know, if the hurlers to go out, it'll be a very disappointing couple of weeks for the county. But I don't think many people will give them a chance. And if you're asking me, I think they have an awful lot to do unless they can get a better spread of scores from their attack. This is very much an uphill battle. You know, they're coming in against the best team in the competition. There's no doubt about that. But if Derry are going to get to that level, this is the sort of team they're going to be looking to play against in the league. But it may be a bridge too far, but I'm really excited about going to watch it to see exactly where Derry sit, you know, against a standard of team.
And that Nicky Rackard hurling tie between Tyrone and Monaghan, the winner, of course, will go through to play Donegal in the semi-final. Paddy Hunter of the Ulster Herald says Matty Lennon's Tyrone side would like to win through for another clash with Donegal.
Been some great battles over the years. You go back to obviously the Rackard Cup, you go back to the Larry Maher, and you know all these other competitions and the league, and of course a famous under 20 game played a few years ago up in Derry as well. You know, these boys know each other so well, but from Matty's point of view, he knew he wasn't going to get the result out of the Mayo game, so the focus has been very much in this next game, because at the end of the day you don't want to be digging things out in a relegation battle in the middle of November, and that's something I'm sure is in the back of his mind as well. I'm sure he'd rather be playing Donegal in a fortnight's time.
Finally, we go to rugby. Connacht's trip to the Dragons in the Pro 14 tomorrow has been postponed. It's after the Welsh club had seven players test positive for COVID-19 this week. They hope to get the game refixed for early in 2021. And that's it from the Sports Desk for today. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed. Oisín agus an nocht a léamh ag Colm Ferrater.
Seamur ma hasa Colm Ferrater in Seán Lina Príomh Scéalti. Tá ea chiste muinithe. Cion bhain ar lua 100,000 ponta. Agus cion eile ar lua 260,000 ponta. Bronta ag an run pobl ar chanru na gaelige on lár chiste fuisibh COVID do chud 9,000,000 ponta da na hálíne o hui. Tá 2,2 million den chiste sin lúte ag an run pobl le teangathe, idir an gaelig an altas agus na teangathe cóirthaíochta. Tá sciart ar lua 1.2 milliún lúte go sonra leis an gaelige chun chodú le grúpi ar an talamh dulling leclan na dúchlein leanúnathe a bhainean leis an pandéim. In ye crinu vorj udras na gaeltachta an chacht in shai hart, karu falchu riva vedu de oskion 8 million euro von weimu na hagriachta I ganeshnish na bianasha. Harkion an vorj go an chayher la anan I galahar, wihis la hari na rinu gaeltachta, asokt an vediha a hog level muiniha capital na hagriachta arash nisgere, gudji an level of yon jay mionahan. Sigur ahantas a bhíon do obair na fhoirne agus na hiarachtaí a bhí déanta ag cóáiltaí bord le blianta beaga an nuas chun muoiniú an údaris a bhéadú agus a chun gur féidir dul ag leclan na dúchlan ilig a bhaineann le forbairt economaíochta, sóisialta agus cultúrtha na gaeltachta. Tá gealtain is tocha go leanthaí an tuadaras a raibh lena go d'obra in ainneoin na núchlan pandéim COVID-19 agus Bratton McMurrain, agus an tionnachar tá acu ar cholachtaí agus ar phobal na gaeltachta. Tá sé fógraithe go bhfuil údaras na gaeltachta a chur tú incurb phobal na gaeltachta agus straitheas na hagraíochta a ullmhúd an tréimh sé 2021 go dtí 2022. Maidir le press ráiteas do chuid in údaris, curtha fáilte roimhe chuairimí a bhaineann le forbairtí a thacail le inmharthanacht na geantar gaeltachta mar phobal ina bhfuil an ghaeilge mar príomhcheanga luartha iontu. Is féidir máltaí a chuirt an iúil da rive and trio la jeg da mina sauna. Is tell you again save udaris bunk IE. Shun mahodshe, Eli Gullier, Slan agus Bannock.
Gullam agus Colum agus anish on I'm sure mainly dry overnight with clear spells at first. Cloud will thicken from the south with patchy drizzle developing in places. Patches of mist and fog possible also. It'll be cold, especially early in the night with clear spells occurring. Minimum temperatures 1 to 4 degrees Celsius. A touch of frost in sheltered areas. Winds mostly light, easterly or variable. Tomorrow Saturday mostly cloudy with scattered patches of rain and drizzle developing. Good dry intervals as well with maximum temperatures 10 to 13 degrees Celsius. Light to moderate east to northeast breezes. And that's Highland Radio News for now. Main stories in brief, and it's been claimed that management at Letterkenny University Hospital have confirmed they're experiencing an outbreak of COVID-19 at the facility in accordance with the Health Protection Surveillance Centre guidelines. An outbreak control team has been convened there. It's emerged a number of people working at the hospital who've been swabbed for COVID-19 are being asked to continue working. Others who believe they're close contacts, it's claimed, haven't been tested. Councillor Jerry McMonagall, a member of the HSE's Western Regional Health Forum, says he's been contacted by a number of staff members who work in all areas of the hospital expressing concern. And people again are being asked not to attend the hospital this evening unless absolutely necessary. Sell to say the hospital continues to come under extreme pressure and there are very long waiting times. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday, the 6th of November. The death has taken place of Willie Ward, 3, Abbey View, Rathmullen. Requiem Mass tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, with burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Due to HSE and the government guidelines, the house and funeral are private to family only, please. Funeral Mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv/camera/St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen. The death has occurred of Andrew Early, Aranmore Island. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow, Saturday, in St. Cronus Church, Arranmore Island at 2 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to current government and HSE guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only, please. The death has taken place of Mary Toy, 3 Market Street, Rathmullen. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there at 10:30 tomorrow morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, followed by interment in the adjacent cemetery. In accordance with government restrictions, the house and funeral are private to family only, please. Funeral Mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv/camera/St. Joseph's Church, Rathmullen. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the MS Society, care of McIlwee Funeral Directors or any family member. The death has occurred of Martin Gallen, 34, Ashley Court, Castle Derg. Requiem Mass will be celebrated on Sunday at 1 o'clock in St. Patrick's Church, Castle Derg, with interment in the adjoining churchyard. Due to government restrictions, the house mass and interment are private to immediate family, please. Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Castle Derg. The death has taken place of Charlie Duher, 14, Lickford Road, Cavanaleigh, Strabham. Funeral from his son Charles Duher's home at Lickford Road, Cavanaleigh, tomorrow at 1 o'clock for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabham, at 1:30. Interment afterwards in Strabham Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral are private to family only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, mcnmedia.tv/camera/Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabham. The death has taken place of Samuel Sammy Logue, Creve, Letterkenny. Funeral from his late residence tomorrow at 2 o'clock, going to Cornwall Parish Church, Letterkenny, for funeral service at 2:30. Interment afterwards in Gortley Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. In compliance with current government and HSE guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are strictly private to family only, please. The death has occurred of Eamon Shields, 9B, Kilclean Road, Castle Derg. Requiem Mass will be celebrated tomorrow Saturday at 1 o'clock in St. Patrick's Church, Castle Derg, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Due to government restrictions, the house mass and interment are private to immediate family, please. The mass can be viewed via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Castle Derg. The death has occurred of Anne-Marie Spackman, née Callaghan, late of Shore Road, Kerrykeel, formerly of Corby and Sussex. Anne-Marie's remains will arrive at St. Mary's Church, Funavolty, at 6 o'clock this evening, reposing overnight. A funeral service will take place tomorrow morning at 11, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Due to HSE and the government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Fair Share or Mary's Meals, care of any family member. And the death has occurred in London of Francis Gerald Frankie Gallagher, Ardcullum Kill Letterkenny, formerly of Crossconnell Clonmany. Frankie's remains are reposing at St. Julian's Cathedral in Letterkenny, with Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the family plot at Newleck Cemetery. Tomorrow's Requiem Mass can be viewed on the St. Eunan's Letterkenny online streaming service. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to immediate family only, please. Inquiries to Pascal Blake, Funeral Director.